When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. It's Tuesday. Al, what is on your mind, Mom?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I have a couple items. One, you know the band Rush?
I do.
We got a call yesterday from a woman, a Rush fan. Rush has like a cult
following.
Yeah, very dedicated group of people. But their drummer had passed away.
Neil Peart.
Although someone told me, I remember when he passed away, they're like, no, everyone's saying you're wrong. It's Neil Peart.
Oh, really?
Something.
He had a tough life, too. I think he lost a child, and then I think his wife died on him.
Oh, damn.
I might be wrong. I'll Google that as you were talking, but I think he had a really tough time.
And I believe a younger woman is drumming now for Rush. But they have a tour. The tickets went on sale. And, of course, the secondary market is insane.
Oh, sure.
For the Rush tickets. And I guess even the regular market for Rush tickets were insane.
Right.
And, you know, in some ways this used to really bug me that the tickets are crazy.
Right.
But if that's the going rate, isn't that the going rate? You know what I mean? Like, as a capitalist society, if the prices are too high, then they won't be priced at that rate.
That is true.
You know what I mean? So I'm trying to, like, come to grips with the prices of these things are so crazy, and then also thinking, well, I guess that's what people are willing to pay to go see a rock show.
Right. So, and then this is where you get people like James Dolan that sit there and say, well, if they're going to charge this on this is my product. Why am I not getting what people are now making money off of what we're doing? It's a interesting conversation. It's a haves and a haves not type of conversation.
Yeah.
Because the wealthy can afford anything and they can help drive up prices. And then credit cards allow people that really can't afford things to buy things they shouldn't be buying. And the prices go up, 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 and up. Yes, it is supply and demand for sure. But there is a conversation to be had about how people are actually purchasing these things.
Yeah, that is true. I know, like, I think Bruce Springsteen was one of them when Ticketmaster put into effect the dynamic pricing, which is like if people were on the Ticketmaster website and there were a bunch of people on there looking at tickets, then they would charge a different price because people who's in demand.
Sure.
The same way, I guess, airlines do it. And at first, you know, people were angry at Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Swift, and they're like, you know, she's charging $5,000 for a front row ticket.
But people were paying it.
But like you said, yeah. So why should Bruce Springsteen or James Dolan, who owns the Garden, if the going rate to sit front row at a concert is $5,000, why should I charge $120 and then have some scumbag
make $4,000?
Make $4,000 on your product.
Yeah, I know. There's definitely a, like I said, a conversation to be had. We also don't deserve to be able to get the best seats if we don't have the money to do it. Doesn't mean you can't be there sitting. Like, I go to many, not in a while, but I used to go to many concerts, and I would sit in the upper deck because, you know, for $60, it made a lot more sense to be there than to spend $1,600 to see the same show. As much as the seats or the standing area might have been better, is what it is. You know, is it any different than people that can afford to get a first class ticket from New York to L.A. and, you know, sit there for 6 hours being served and fed, as opposed to people that sit in, you know, 59B by the bathroom? You know, you buy what you can afford.
Yeah, you're right, though. The other people are, you know, you can't afford the ticket to sit up front to go see Rush, but you credit card that bad boy, and we'll worry about that at a later date.
Sure.
I know there's like this battle, and I keep seeing it on YouTube videos, and I guess it's all social media. It was this idea of, you know, for younger people in particular, maybe, that are not at the peak earning of their career. They're like, am I going to sit out life because everything's so expensive, or am I going to just
deal with it later?
Get a credit card and deal with it later and live. I think damn it.
And I do think a lot of people just deal with it later.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise you can, and I've certainly seen enough people that go through life that never go anywhere, never really do much of anything. It's essentially wake up, go to work, go home, watch TV, fall asleep, go to work. And it's a whole life of, I mean, listen, if you like it, that's great. I could not live my life that way and then look back and think, what did I just do for 60, 70, 80 years? What places have I seen or not seen? Like, it just seems like a lot of, I want to be careful the way I say this, a lot of wasted time, I would say. But yeah, if you like it, good for you. Like, I don't sit there and begrudge anybody if they don't want to do anything, but then don't come to me then when you're 70 years old and say, I just wasted 30 years and I should have done this. I always wanted to go to Paris. Why didn't you go? Go. You know, figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also saw, this is so much, there's so much content now about money and how much.
There's content about everything.
Yeah. Just about like how much things cost, how much people are or are not earning, what it costs to have rent.
Sure.
To get a car. I saw a really interesting guy yesterday who I follow on YouTube, and he was talking about, he goes, like, when you would see somebody that got a brand new BMW, you'd be like, oh, either that guy's got money or they have a huge car payment.
Right.
He goes, if you see somebody that has a brand new Honda Civic, that person's in the same boat.
Correct.
They're either rich or they have an expensive car payment.
$35,000 car.
Yeah.
You know, is it $135,000? No, but $35,000. I heard a commercial the other day, you know, about 0% financing for 60 months. And I started doing the math in my head. I'm like, all right, if I wanted a $300 a month car payment at 0%, I'm like, well,
you did the math on what, like 5 years? Like,
yeah. I was trying to think, I'm like, all right, I'm not really getting a new car for less than high 20s. To be realistic, might be able to get something for 25, 26. Most new cars are around $30,000 to start.
Yes.
I'm like, all right, well, that's actually very easy math. Zero interest, 60 months is $500 a month. For me to do that, it would take, you know, almost 9 years. No interest at $300 a month. It's really crazy.
Yeah. And I remember when I was, it's so funny, when I had less money, I was buying newer cars.
Yeah, well, everything costs less. You probably had less expenses. Like, I think about that, too. You know, for me, I look at the day-to-day expenses of the house and the tuition and the medical bills and the car insurance and the mortgage and the life insurance. Like, did you have life insurance when you were younger?
No.
You're single, so you probably don't have life insurance now.
Yeah, I don't.
So I have life insurance. Not that it costs me a fortune. I don't want to say it does, but I have two policies that overlap. One is like 50 a month. The other one is, which I just got like 6 months ago now, 51. That one is 112 a month. Well, I'm paying 162 a month in life insurance. Like my car insurance. And yes, I do pay for three cars, which is changing when my son turns 21 in a few weeks. But as of now, I'm still paying $500 a month for three cars for car insurance. I haven't done anything yet. I'm at 682. Like, wow. Think about that. You add the mortgage in, you start to add things up, and it is insane. But there are expenses there that, as a single person, I would not have had, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw another YouTube video yesterday. It was a woman on the screen that said, pets, can we afford to keep getting them? And I started watching the video. It was interesting because my sister's got a family. My sister, her husband, she's got three kids. And they just lost their dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the dog for 13 years.
Sure.
She said, like, to think about getting another dog, you kind of have to start doing the math on that. Like,
And you better get pet insurance now.
Right. But even the pet insurance
is not great.
Like my pet insurance now for my dog, because my dog's now 9,
yeah,
is $101 a month.
That's $1,200 a year on pet insurance.
And that comes with a $500 deductible.
Wow.
So now I'm at $1,700,
yeah,
a year for a pet before anything.
Before any food.
Before any food, right. If you,
or grooming, if, or dog walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if anything goes wrong with the dog that you go to the vet,
yeah,
you're paying for that.
And the overnight stays when you've, yeah, got to go somewhere.
Yeah, that gets pricey.
That dog probably costs you like $3,000 a year. Maybe more, actually, because of how much it costs when you put her up when you go on vacation.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And yeah, and by the way, $3,500 a year, whatever, double that. Because that's what your salary is before taxes. So that dog, that $3,500, is probably costing you $6,600 in salary when you really think about it. Yeah. I choose not to think about it.
Yeah. So there's almost anything you bring into your life, you've got to go, okay, what is the financial implication for this? If I'm getting a new car, if I'm getting a new dog, if I want to move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything like that, that you have to make a commitment to.
Correct.
You know, if you want to go do something that doesn't, not going to take a commitment, you go, ah, if they're 2 months, it's too expensive, I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
But just seemed like...
Like I had my cat who died, passed away, whatever. We had to put down... 4 months ago now, I didn't even know. 3-4 months ago. It was in May. So wherever we're at now, May is June, 5, July, 10. August. So 5 months ago.
5 months.
But prior to putting him down, we tried to give him every chance we could. And I'm not joking. I still have a credit card balance because we called it the Julius card. It had a balance when everything started going wrong with his kidneys. He died. It was probably about a year from when the doctor said his kidneys are not in great shape. From that point forward, I have a $6,200 credit card balance from the vet.
For the everything. Julius card.
That's the Julius card, yeah. We tried different drugs for him, MRI, I mean, oh my, ultrasounds, x-rays. And every time you walk out, they're like, okay, that's $4,100. How would you like to pay for that? What? That's a cat. I love him to death. That was the one bill we got the one day. I was like, I got to pay for that now? You're not billing me? She's, no. I'm like, okay. And that's when I opened the Julius card. Not opened it, but I had one that had a zero balance. Take that. And for the year, we racked up $6,200. I don't know what we owe now. $5,700. It's only been 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
I don't
just
know.
Let it die? I can't do that. Those, yeah, are expenses you don't think about.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new randoms it. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
And then even if you have pet insurance, it's no different than people insurance, where you go to the doctor and then the insurance goes, yeah, that's not covered. Oh, okay.
Right, you didn't read the fine print.
And then you can't go, probably for people or for pets, you can't switch now to a different company because you now have pre-existing conditions if you go to this company.
And they're older.
Yeah, and the dog's a year older, or the people are a year older.
A day closer to having more issues.
Yeah.
I know, dude, life is a game, man. It really is. It's a financial game.
I do like to see when the market... You know, we say like, oh, we were talking earlier about the concert tickets. I know you want to go see Rush. This is the going rate. This is what the tickets are selling for. They will sell out,
yeah,
and they will go for this price. I do like to see when somebody or a company tries to get too greedy and it backfires. I'm starting to see that with...
Where there's too many tickets available?
Yeah, I'm starting to see it in the housing market.
Mm-hmm.
Even where I am, like... People are putting their, as when I see we all know the houses are costing more than they should. But beyond that, when someone puts something even beyond the beyond point,
mm-hmm,
like there's a couple places in my neighborhood that the people put up for like $975. And I'm like, this is not.
And they just sit there.
And they just sit there, yeah, now. And they just have to knock the prices down. And I'm like, who's deciding that price? Is the realtor telling you to put it up for $975?
Probably.
Or is the realtor saying this place is This, I think this place would go for $775, and the owner is going, no, $975.
Well, that could be for sure. It could also be circumstances. Don't really have to move, but if someone wants to be dumb enough to pay us, we'll move. I had a friend of mine, an acquaintance of ours, that at the top of the market, and they were only in their house for six years maybe. It was less than us where we are. They sold their house. They said, you know what? We have an opportunity. And I'll never forget the conversation I had with him. He said, how often do you have a chance to make $470,000 overnight? I was like, yeah, it's a good point. He goes, so we put it up for sale, and in 3 days it sold. So then I looked at my wife and said, we got to move. And they started packing up the house, and they wound up renting somewhere down south. But cashed out, and it was like, oh, what the hell? Give it a try.
Yeah.
So that's a weird one, because if I told you right now you're holding a lottery ticket for $500,000, you'd be like, wow. Well, a lot of people are holding that lottery ticket but don't want to move because it's a pain in the ass. Like, I can't make that much, but we could sell our house for a lot of money, but it's a pain in the ass. That's a lot of money sitting there. So I think it depends on the circumstance. Some people move because they're desperate and maybe price it a little bit lower, right near that beyond number you're talking about. And then other people are just playing the game.
Yeah, it's interesting to see the different techniques for home sales. Like, some people will put it up for, you know, I don't really want to sell, but if someone wants to give me $975 for this, I'll take it. Others put it up for lower and hope to get a bidding war.
Right, price it competitively.
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? I guess that's what your real estate agent's supposed to.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, there's a place near me. It is a shack that was originally well over a year ago. It's been on the market.
Mm.
It was at $875, and they kept coming down. And it's now, if you go on realtor.com, it's pending. I can't wait for it to close because I want to see. Because in my head, that place was worth about $575.
Okay.
And they had it up for $875.
And lowered it numerous times. Not a great thing when you look at a house online and you see reduced on, you know, August 3rd, reduced on August 31st, reduced on September 15th.
Yeah.
Reduced, like, whoa.
Right. You're like, looks like you price this too high.
Yeah. Real estate's interesting, the way it goes up and down.
Tell me if I'm a hero for something I did yesterday, Jerry.
Probably not.
It was very windy on Ocean Avenue, very windy.
Right.
I was walking my dog, and there's a really large home on Ocean Avenue that is for sale.
Okay.
In fact, it's pending, so they must have accepted an offer. No one lives in the house right now. It's a beautiful house, all remodeled. The front of the home that's facing the ocean has these foldable windows that open. So you could open and fold the windows and just have a wide open thing. That was opened and they were slamming into the walls from the wind. I called the real estate agent. I said, that house you have for sale, windows are slamming and thing. Guy goes, thank you. Am I a hero?
No. You didn't save anybody. Who'd you save?
Property.
No. Well, you help save rich people. Good for you. That's very nice of you.
By the way, it was a $3 million house, I believe.
Right. Are you a hero?
Yeah,
no.
Hero.
Matter of fact, if they would have snapped, they would have told the real estate agent out of their pocket change to go get new ones. No, you're not a hero at all.
All right.
It's a nice gesture, though.
Nice gesture.
Yeah. By the way, Neil Peart. I mean, this is, you want to talk about tragic.
Yeah.
He lost his daughter and his wife a year apart. His daughter was 19.
Wow.
In a car accident. And then in 19, yeah, and then in 98, his wife. How brutal is that? Oh.
And then he passed, I think, last year. Although, so this is one of these things where it's like, I feel like he passed like last year. It's probably like, 4 years ago.
Yeah, maybe. It might be. I don't know. But yeah, just horrible.
Hmm.
Horrible, horrible.
And I, you know, I have like a shoulder injury, Jerry. Like I have like a shoulder.
You don't have that frozen shoulder like Eddie, but I know you've been.
I have like a bursitis maybe in there.
Okay.
I forget what it's called. The Princeton Longevity people told me that.
Yeah.
And I have shoulder pain. I've been seeing this thing for months on my Facebook that Dan Orlovsky is in a video for.
Which is?
It's some sort of shoulder exercise equipment thing. It's like a weighted ball on the end of a thing. And man, I've been staring at that forever, and I'm like trying to determine, does this work? Because I look at the comments, but are the comments fake? You know what I mean?
Because the comments are like, this is the greatest thing ever, and my shoulder's healed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. So I I bought it.
You did.
But here was the trick. Here's what I did. I went on the website, and I've been going on this website forever, looking at it, going, if this helps my shoulder, it's worth it.
Right.
Because I think it was like $200 this thing. $180,
I think. For a weighted wand?
Yeah, different weights. It was like $180. Okay. So I went on the website, and the website goes, 40% off. Give us your email. We'll send you the code. I said, okay. I gave a Fugazi email that I use. And it sends me the code, 40% off. I was like, huh. But I didn't do anything about it. The next day, the company emails me. I'll give you 45% off.
Oh, because you didn't buy it with the code.
Because I didn't buy it with the code. I waited about 5 days, and they kept going, going, going. Then they stopped. Then I bought it then.
What'd you get, 50?
I think $55 off or something.
Good for you.
I think it cost me like $120. I just started doing it. I haven't seen if it's working or not. But
I think these things take time.
Well, it's a 40-day program. Now, it says 40-day program, but it's a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Okay.
I don't know that it's... I feel like if it doesn't work, I could find Dan Orlovsky's phone number and call him. I almost asked Boomer, do you have Dan Orlovsky's phone number?
That would be tremendous.
Tell him if it's... He seems genuine in the ad.
Yeah, maybe he is. Well, you're going to find out, because if it's really good, maybe you get an endorsement deal from them.
And there were some negative comments... Or people saying this is...
There's always negative
all
comments.
All this is a thing on a... Why is this $180?
Right.
So I thought, okay, if there were some negative comments, maybe it is real. But then maybe they put the negative comments in there to make it seem...
Oh, my God. Well, you're overthinking this now.
Yes!
Now you're overthinking it. What number for you on reviews makes you want to buy the product? If you see... Is it got to be 85% positive, 90% positive?
Probably 90%.
Or you like, you'll read 9 good ones and then you read 1 bad one. I'm out.
I need something like, 50,000 reviews and it's 4.5 stars.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm like, that's good.
Because even that, think about that. 50,000 reviews, 4.5 stars mean there's a lot that are not 5 stars.
Yeah.
Or even 4 stars for that matter. You're still going to find some people that you're never pleasing everybody in anything.
That's true.
So you go with the masses.
Yeah, I got to go with the masses.
All you can do. It's all you can do.
And hope that their 60-day money-back guarantee works. But I got to say, most people seemed very, like it helped.
I hope it works
for
you.
I hope it works, too.
I hope it works. I'm right now knee-deep in nothing but prostate videos on YouTube. And I'm trying to cross-reference all the information with the different doctors.
That'll make you nuts, right?
There's like 4 different doctors that I watch. There's a lot of stuff that's cross-referenced that makes me feel like it works. So we're going to find out.
Mm.
We will find out. Now, between the lemon peel and blueberry drink I'm drinking every day, and now I got to start with the pumpkin seeds, which is another one that they all say is huge.
So at least these things are not like you're not buying a piece of equipment.
No, and it's all health food. So even if it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, I'm not doing any harm to my body.
What are the pumpkin seeds supposed to do?
I don't remember exactly, but the last one I watched was you got to include 2 tablespoons of pumpkin seeds into your daily regimen. I don't remember exactly, but my head's spinning with all this stuff.
Costco has some nice pumpkins.
I have the sprouted ones I bought, actually, just last week. And not because of this, but because I like them, and I bought them like 3 months ago at Costco, and I enjoyed them. I was eating them by the handful, and so I saw them on sale a couple weeks ago, and I bought them, and then ironically enough, I saw a video last night laying down about you got to eat pumpkin seeds. Oh, good. I just bought them. So pumpkin seeds, lemon peels, blueberries, and saw palmetto.
The weirdest thing I ever got prostate-related information. There was a time when I had, remember my pelvic floor muscles were very tight?
I'm supposed to be doing those exercises too.
Pelvic floor. So I didn't know if it was prostate-related. I was just having this pain.
Yeah.
I got numerous calls off the air from old man callers who told me the prostate issue is due to having some coffee grinds in your coffee and it's getting stuck in your prostate. Have you come across that at all?
No.
It sounded bizarre to me. I was
Did you look it up?
I don't remember looking it up.
I have not seen that anywhere.
But I had a couple guys, unless it was the same guy calling me constantly.
Maybe. That's a weird one.
That seemed like a really weird, like, why wouldn't your body just...
I don't know. I don't know.
Excrete that the same way it would excrete me eating pumpkin seeds.
I think it would.
Yeah.
It's still the coarse thing that your body's got. I don't know. But in this day and age, I have no idea. I don't know what to believe. That's why I'm cross-referencing the doctors.
Yeah.
And if they say the same thing, I feel like I'm in pretty good shape.
Hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Multiple doctors repeating the same thing.
We will see.
All right. Let's do the warm-up program. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend the warm-up program.
I do like
start
that.
Your day at That's 5 a.m. And until then, we'll see you tomorrow. See you!
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.